I hadn't thought about this till just now, but there's probably no better example of the song in the list that we have this morning that speaks to a shared orientation rather than a box set of beliefs, better than that song. We see God here by our side, walking our way in those moments, in those events. There was a time when we couldn't sing that song because we would be too worried about using the God word, because you'd say, that doesn't speak to me. But that's no longer the case for us, because there are people here who are, say, I'm a theist, I have a personal experience of God. There are others who say, no, not so much. Not, I can't really speak to that personal experience. But in those moments, I know what that feels like. You know, I know how that is. When compassion gives the suffering consolation, when expecting brings to birth hope that was lost. We've been talking about that as we've talked about grace as that sense of something more. When we choose love, not the hatred all around us. That too. Remember that moment in a Mother's Day service when I said, my mother is the portal through which the universe became me. And I thought, that's a great line. And so I said that. And right as I said me, a cell phone did the theme from Star Wars. I couldn't have planned it. I'm not kidding. I still remember where the cell phone was, and it was when I was standing up here in the old sanctuary, and it was right there. Da, 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 da. If my mom could have been there, you know, it would have been cool. All right, to this morning. There you go. Good vibrations. I actually thought of having everybody turn on their cell phone, and we'd all play them at once. Or we'd put them on the cricket sound. I think we'll do that in a service, you know, or in the children's time. And we all have the crickets going off, or anyway. Good vibrations. Good vibrations. Unitarian Universalist faith in song. Many of you have heard me talk over the years about Vietnamese Buddhist monk Thich Nhat Hanh. And 3 days ago, he had a brain hemorrhage. He's 88 years old. And I don't know this morning, I haven't heard. Stable and making as much progress as you can make being 88 years old and having a brain hemorrhage too. So it reminds us of his mortality and his time among us. And he's really, I don't know him, I've never met him, but he's really a special human being and has gifted the world with an orientation that speaks to all of us, or many of us anyway. So I went looking for that information. And there's a picture of Thich Nhat Hanh. People who know him, I don't, but they call him Thai. But he's standing in a group with his robes, and in the center is a bell just this size. And he's holding it. I'm not sure I can hold it that steady, but he holds it like this. And he's the one who, and his hand is kind of arched back, and he holds it on his fingers. But he's the one who made it very clear that we invite the bell to sound. We invite the bell to sound. I took this bell with me to a meeting of Unitarian Universalist ministers, and I used it in worship because those vibrations helped me feel at home and establish the space as one that was mine, that I could be present in. But then I left the bell on the desk, and I had to take it back because they were striking it to begin the meeting. And that felt so disjointed, so disconnected to me, that I had to take it and put it in my room so that it was treated right. Seriously. So invite the bell to sound. The reason he does that is it moves us into mindfulness. The vibrations bring you back to what we said, your true self, with resonance, harmony, presence, right living, vibrations form an embrace of sacred space. And Thich Nhat Hanh does it like this. So maybe, let's see if I can be mindful. Good vibrations going out into the world. Remember last year, Matthew Fox, I came back from a workshop with Matthew Fox, and he talked about the sound of ah, that many indigenous cultures have the same root word for the sacred, for breath, and for dance. And it's some version of ah. So we intoned, we vibrated in our larynx, ah, and then we called out names of the divine. So, and they're all versions, they all have ah in them. Like, ah, Gaia, Buddha, Yahweh, Wakantanka, ah, om, amen. Vibrations, good vibrations in the world. So our songs put words in vibrations, into these vibrations today, so that they work together. We say, what is our orientation? We sing our songs. And when you sing the songs, you find out what it is. What are the ones that get stuck in your head? Which ones come back to you? In the last few weeks, I've had several in mind, and I just started thinking of them, and I organized them into a service. We go, when our heart is in a holy place, when our heart is in a holy place, we are blessed with love and amazing grace. When our heart is in a holy place, how could anyone ever tell you you were anything less than beautiful? How could anyone ever tell you you were less than whole? How could anyone fail to notice that your loving is a miracle? How deeply you're connected to my soul. There's a river flowing in my soul. There's a river flowing in my soul. And it's telling me that I'm somebody. There's a river flowing in my soul. So I'm getting that feeling, and then, so what do? When there are times, return again. Return again, return to the home of your soul. Return again, return again, return to the home of your soul. Let's sing it a cappella. Return to who you are. Return to where you are. Return to what you are. Born and reborn again. See, there's one of those religious themes that you learned all along, put in a new context with a new orientation. And then I had that, I don't know if I can do this one. Though days be dark with storms and burdens weigh my heart, though troubles wait at every turn, I know I can go on. building a new way. So you just see how that, in those moments, different moments, we are building a new way. We are building a new way. We are building a new way, growing stronger every day. We are building a new way. You don't even have to know the tune for it to kind of come in there and get your day. So now it's going to be your turn. We're going to pick some songs. We're going to put them into good vibrations. Ah, om, ah.